A month-old rebellion by ethnic Albanians in Macedonia is spreading along the border with Kosovo. Macedonian troops and ethnic Albanian guerrillas clashed outside the country's second-largest city, Tetovo, for a second straight day today. One person was killed yesterday. The guerrillas say they're fighting for greater rights for Macedonia's ethnic Albanian minority. But the government says they are separatists who want to annex Albanian-populated areas to Kosovo. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the Macedonian capital, Skopje.
The Muslim call to prayer can be heard all around Skopje. The Mustafa Pasha Mosque, built in the 15th century, dominates the skyline here. Nearby is the Church of Holy Salvation, a center for Skopje's majority Orthodox Christian community. Muslim women wearing headscarves negotiate the narrow alleyways of the old town alongside Orthodox priests. Macedonia's 21st century character, its multi-ethnic profile, is a product of Ottoman occupation during the 15th century.
It's in the history of Macedonia to be mixed, and there's a long tradition of living together here under Ottoman rule.
Žarko Jordanovski, a columnist for the Macedonian daily Denevnik, concedes that that tradition is one of tolerance, not necessarily friendship. About a third of Macedonia's 2 million citizens are ethnic Albanians. The majority are Macedonian Slavs. There are also Serbs, Bosniaks, Roma, and Turks. When Yugoslavia broke up, Macedonia seceded quietly, without a drop of bloodshed. And today, most Macedonian Slavs, like President Boris Trajkovski, boast that their society is a model of pluralism.
The Republic of Macedonia has the best records on the inter-ethnic cooperation, maybe not in the region, but in the world.
Indeed, a fifth of the members of parliament are ethnic Albanians, and the ruling coalition includes the largest ethnic Albanian party. But the head of that party, Arben Shaferi, accuses the Macedonian Slavs of trying to suppress an Albanian identity.
The concept of the state here is not compatible with the capacity and multi-ethnic reality in the state. And the Albanians was for a long time marginalized in the system, and they need some kind of correction of their position and their status in society.
Shaferi says the recent outbreak of fighting is a result of Yugoslavia's dissolution.
The sources of the crisis are very deep. We are talking about one state, Yugoslavia, which is in the process of dissolution. And this process must be finalized, giving more right to the ethnic communities.
Including, Shaferi says, recognition of Albanian as an official language and economic parity with Macedonian Slavs. But according to columnist Žarko Jordanovski, those demands are hollow.
Somebody who wants to make inter-ethnic conflict here, to produce this, have some arguments to create that atmosphere.
And increasingly, that atmosphere is spreading. At a demonstration held Tuesday in Skopje, thousands of ethnic Albanians chanted the initials of the National Liberation Army, the militia group that's launched attacks in Macedonia over the past several weeks. Support for the insurgents is growing. No government officials in Skopje will publicly admit what they privately fear, that Macedonia can expect a long period of low-level fighting. The government is putting its best face forward. Hopes for gaining entry into the European Union have prompted leaders like President Trajkovski to downplay the violence.
If you are going to ask me, do I have some problems with among the ethnic groups, I will say yes. These ethnic problems will disrupt or will endanger our country, I will say no. We are ready to work on the resolution or solution of the problems, I'll say absolutely yes.
But a quick resolution may not be so easy. One newspaper columnist compared the solution to removing a barrel of gunpowder from a burning house. You may save the house, but the barrel could also explode on the way out. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.